about the Lord, the Bible, and the lost over dinner, cramming religion down their throats? Is praying with them before they go to sleep, cramming religion down their throats? Is having Christians in your home regularly, showing hospitality, cramming religion down their throats? Is talking with them about teaching their friends the gospel? Is that cramming religion down their throats? Is taking them to gospel meetings and vacation Bible schools cramming religion down their throats? Is asking them spiritual questions such as, son or daughter, what do you think heaven will be like? What is your favorite parable? Do you have any friends you can invite to church? How old do you have to be to become a Christian? Is that cramming religion down their throats? You know, I've mentioned before, my children and me, sometimes we like to give their mother a break. And so we go out and we go hunting and we have sometimes some deep philosophical and spiritual conversations. And I really enjoy that. And I enjoy it when my children bring up questions. Dad, how can God be three when the Bible said he's just one? And so we discuss things like that. We need to talk and make our religion conversational with our children. But the same parents who often say they don't want to cram religion down the throats of their children will take them to see every new movie, but they won't take them to gospel meetings. They let them engage in every sport and school activity, but they don't take them to every Bible class. They never study the Bible with them in the home, but they help them with their homework every week. They never let them miss school because school is important, but they let them skip worship service to do homework or attend school events. They teach them all about the world, but not all about the Lord. Hope I'm not seeming too negative here, but I've seen this as well as you have in lots of cases, and in cases where my friends who have been brought up this way have fallen away. I remember when I was a child just being irate with my parents. They would take us to these gospel meetings, and we would have to drive over an hour and then spend time at the gospel meeting and come back, and I would say, I have got homework to do. How am I going to get my homework done? And sometimes they would say, well, you can get up early in the morning, or you can work on it some in the car. But sometimes they would just say, doing the things of the Lord are more important even than schoolwork. And so I would say this is the most significant slide of the lesson, because people want their children to excel and succeed in life. And often we place emphasis on worldly things that aren't necessarily wrong, but we overemphasize these things to the neglect of spiritual things. Christians often want their children to excel in worldly activities and know all there is to know about academics and athletics and baseball and football. And I tell you what, I like most of these things. Soccer and basketball and the World Series and the Super Bowl and hunting and fishing, dirt bikes and four-wheelers, 4-H, band, voice lessons, beauty, glamour, hairstyles, fitness, social prowess and popularity, business, entertainment, movies, magazines, real estate, getting the best grades, attending the best college, career, vacation, television, Hollywood, wrestling, dancing. Last time I preached this was in the South, so I highlighted baseball, football, and NASCAR. Fashion, pop culture, rock and roll, country music, hobbies, hobbies, hobbies. Entertainment, entertainment, entertainment. Fun, fun, fun. Money, money, money. And growing up as a preacher's son, these are often the parents that I've heard. If I've heard it once, I've heard it 20 times. We don't know where we went wrong. We took him or her to all the church services. Yes, you did. But all the time, all the money, all the energy, all the conversations you were putting into these things, You were supposed to be discussing and putting emphasis into the God-man who came to this world and died for them so that they could live a sacrificial life to help others also. Let me ask you a question. If your children aren't in Bible classes on Sunday morning and Wednesday evening, what are they doing that is more important? And this is just the bare minimum. This isn't even discussing having Bible studies or talking with your children outside the worship or Bible study. Well, let's do some math here. Two Bible classes a week, let's just say an average of 45 minutes. Maybe it's 40 minutes. But if it's 45 minutes, that's an hour and a half a week. If you do that 52 weeks a year, that's 78 hours of Bible teaching they're getting a year. If they do that from the ages of 3 to 18 for 15 years, that's 1,170 hours. And if they do it for 4 years of college, that's almost 1,500 hours of Bible study. That's a lot. That's equivalent to 370 four hours a day of instruction, which is equivalent to 2 full years of school at 4 hours a day. Now, at the bare minimum, they can get an immense amount of biblical training and knowledge just from attending Bible classes. So now let's ask some questions about our example as we roll this lesson to a close. Think about your example. Why would we expect our children to be faithful to the Lord if we're just going through the motions and not showing true love to the Lord? A friend of ours recently came over. He came over to go on a pheasant hunt the next morning with us there. And I hadn't spent much time